You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Point West with Bobby West and Earth O'Jallo. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Point West, West.
Alrighty, welcome to the second hour of Point West. Heard exclusively here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go because we are the world's greatest radio. We had an interview by the Breakfast Club with Benjamin Crump, the attorney for George Floyd, and then my friend in the studio with me today, Alonzo Harris, substituting for his twin, Trent. I can't get these words right. Trent McMurray gave his opinion on that, and we did open up the phone lines. We're going to play this interview by Rush Limbaugh, but before we do that, we have a caller on the line. Caller, go ahead. You're on the line with Alonzo Harris and Mr. Bobby. Go ahead.
Yes, how you doing? Everlasting Call from Alabama. I have a concern. I just want to find out if Dr. Randy Short, okay, because I haven't heard him on your show in the last couple of weeks.
Yes, okay. Good question. As far as I know, and I have tried to contact Dr. Randy Short, I'm supposing that he is okay. I have reached out to him to see, you know, what's going on and carrying on. I told him that the people have been asking about him. But since I'm about transparency, I know as much information as you know. I'm hoping that he does get in contact with the show and explain, you know, what's going on, because there are a lot of people that are concerned about him. And, you know, we'll see what's going on. But that's the way it is. That's not a radio thing. That's not what somebody told me to say. That is the actual proof. What's going on? I simply do not know. I'm hoping that he would contact us, because there are a lot of people that want to see him. Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, thank you very much, Bob. I appreciate it, okay?
Yes, sir. Okay.
All
right. All righty. Okay. We got some breaking news before we go into the Rush Limbaugh interview. Go ahead, Trent. Alonzo.
So, Mr. Bobby.
Yes, sir.
We've heard of several companies that are filing for bankruptcy because of this pandemic of the coronavirus. Don't get me wrong. The virus is real.
Yes.
This pandemic is not. So, AMC movie theaters are saying they pretty much will not be able to sustain business. Now, who has the biggest spending dollar in the United States of America?
I'm told that black folk do.
Okay. Listen, folks, we have a prime opportunity to not only have our voices heard during this tragic death of Mr. Floyd, but we, even more powerful is our spending dollar. I had an encounter at a big box store not too long ago.
Yes.
And I'm going to name them because I don't care.
Okay.
Costco.
Okay.
I have a membership. Went in there to get some items. They said, you can't come in the store unless you have a mask on.
Okay.
And I told them flat out, point blank, I am not wearing a mask. For what reason? Show me the medical proof that I need a mask to come in your store. They couldn't do that. They said, that's our policy. I said, well, here's my policy. Stores that don't allow me to freely come in and spend my dollars in this free country will no longer get my dollars. I said, I will never come back to this store. I threw my membership card on the floor and walked away.
Okay. Wow. Hmm. You were serious about that, weren't you, my brother?
Yes.
Okay. Hmm. I'm going to have to ask Trent about that. Is Trent a member of the...
Yes, he is. Yeah. Actually, he's okay. The one who hit me onto it and put me on it and sent me down that rabbit hole and asked me to go to Costco.
I wonder, do they have a Costco in New Orleans where he's at?
I have no idea. Oh, okay. I can't even confirm nor deny that he's in New Orleans.
All right. So you threw away your member.
I did. I dropped it right there on the floor and
walked.
Do you
think he did too also?
I have no idea. He hasn't told me if he's been or not. He just told me he heard that was what was happening. And their rival, Sam's Club, does not require you to wear a mask now, come into their store.
That's news right there. I didn't know that.
Sam's Club does not.
Oh, okay. All righty. Without further ado, are we ready for that interview, Ed? He's pumping his head. Okay. Here is Rush Limbaugh on The Breakfast Club. Wake that ass up.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we are fed up. We're angry, hurt, and tired. The country is wounded. The phrase, I can't breathe, is embedded in our minds forever. The inhumane treatment and senseless murder of George Floyd has to be the final straw. This was not the first time, but this has to be where it stops. For almost 10 years, we have been the voice of our community, working to push our culture forward, focusing on educating our listeners on entrepreneurship, real estate, mental health, education, and the importance of being politically engaged and informed. We have always had diverse guests and are open to the tough conversations. In that spirit, today we are having a candid conversation with fellow broadcaster Rush Limbaugh. Why are we having this conversation with someone whose historical viewpoints differ so significantly from ours and who we represent? Because the dialogue has to be open beyond who we know or who we talk to every morning. Today, Rush's listeners will hear us, probably for the first time ever. What we are witnessing in our nation right now is not normal, and it compels our attention to understand every side and look for ways to bring this country together and stop the senseless killing of our people. So we will start with a conversation that we think might be the first step. Ladies and gentlemen, Rush Limbaugh.
Every Democrat candidate for president this year has made it their business to appear on The Breakfast Club. And now it's my honor to appear on The Breakfast Club, excuse me, even though I'm not a Democrat. Mm-hmm. Now, guys, can I tell you why I wanted to? The George Floyd story is being lost.
Right.
There are two things happening in America, and it sickens me what happened to him. Legitimate national outrage about a policeman's criminal brutality has been hijacked. And I don't want to forget about George Floyd. What happened to George Floyd sickened me. And I wanted to reach out and tell you all this. I want to make sure you have no doubt. And I'm not the only American who feels this way. The senselessness of it. You know, we're only given one life. We don't get a do-over. We only get one. We all take it for granted because it just happened. We're born, we don't even remember that. But George Floyd had his taken away from him. He didn't lose it. He had it taken away from him in a senseless, stupid way. And I think most Americans are just as angry and sad about this as I am. And I'm also angry at the cops that stood around there and didn't do anything to stop it. It was just, I can't tell you how frustrated it is. And I just wanted to share the emotion I have with you guys about this, and to try to convey to you that I actually think most Americans are just as sickened and outraged by it as I am.
Yeah, and you know what? One of the worst things is that I feel like we're so accustomed to being in these situations where we get frustrated, where nothing happens, and these police officers are back out doing the same thing over and over again. And that's part of the frustration, is this is not an isolated incident. This is something that's been happening in our community. It hasn't stopped. We don't see when it will stop. And I think people are frustrated. And it's a combination of so many different things right now.
Well, that's, I think, absolutely right. If you look at the actual circumstance here, you had what happened to him. It's on video. You've got the cop standing there almost looking like he's bragging or having fun, exerting power. How stupid is the cop? Can the cop not be aware of what we in this country are going through precisely because of what he's doing at that moment? How can anybody be that insensitive or stupid? It's beyond me to understand.
It almost felt like that the more that people were telling him that he was killing him and that it was blood coming out of his nose and that he was lifeless, he really felt like, just looking at his face, I think that was probably the closest thing to a devil that I've ever seen in my life. It was his ego that just allowed him to keep applying pressure and taking that man's life.
I can't.
Let me ask you a question, Russ. This is Charlamagne talking. We've seen numerous police killings of unarmed black people in this country. Why is the George Floyd situation the one that's making you say enough is enough and this needs to stop? Why this situation in particular?
Because I'm fed up with it. I'm not tolerant of any of them. But I'm fed up with it, Charlamagne. None of this, see, to me, and I know that you're going to disagree with me on this. Mm-hmm. To me, this is not America. It's a sad.
Oh no, it's definitely America.
Well, see, but it's not what we can be. It's not what we have been. We're the greatest nation in history of the world, and we haven't achieved that on the basis
for
of being.
For who though, Russ? I think it's easy for you to say because you're a white male, and that comes with a different level of privilege. And I do think America does work, but it works for the people that it was designed to work for. It doesn't work for everybody else the way it works for you.
Well, it can. That's the point of America. It can for anybody who wants to adapt to it, for anybody who wants to try to take advantage of the unique opportunities that exist in the United States. We're the only nation that's ever enshrined the concept of individual liberty and freedom in our founding documents. We're the only country that's ever created a document to govern ourselves by that limits government. Now,
But okay. George Floyd wasn't doing anything wrong. Breonna Taylor got killed in her house. She wasn't doing anything wrong. And so it's not that people haven't adapted to things. It's just that we get targeted and then there's no punishment when the police officers commit these crimes against us.
No.
And then when we talk about it.
I didn't mean to conflate that George Floyd could have stopped what was going to happen to him. Don't misunderstand.
Okay.
George Floyd is the essence of innocence. But what I'm saying is that America is a place with robust opportunity if you want to go out and look for it and find it. Now, the people ripping up the streets today and last night, the Antifa types, they don't care to find the opportunity. They disagree with the whole construct of America.
Well, no, I got to push back on you with that, too. It's not just the Antifa types. You know what I'm saying? Like you see all these white folks out there protesting, looting, raising hell. You know what I'm saying? Let's not act like there isn't 40 million people who have filed for unemployment in America. Folks been sitting around the last 3 months waiting on stimulus checks. More than 44% of those people have been denied unemployment checks are still waiting on them to come. People of all races are broke. They don't know where their next meal is coming from. Their savings are exhausted. If they had any, they don't know how they're going to pay bills. So, of course, they're going to go out there and loot. Of course, they're angry and frustrated.
Unnecessarily,
and
it turns out. Unnecessarily. There's no reason to shut down the country. There was no reason to lock everybody. Of course, you put 40 million people out of work and tell them, you know, you penalize them when they do try to open their businesses. You're going to create a powder keg. Been created, but
that's right. That's why I can't allow you to say that it's just Antifa out there, because it is a lot of white people who are fed
up.
Well,
but the Antifa people look. The Antifa people are the violent ones. The Antifa people are the ones that are trying to capitalize on it. There's some legitimate, heartfelt people out there peacefully protesting. But look, you guys, let me tell you, you are a testament to the opportunity available in America. Look at you. How did you do it? What did you have to overcome to become the Breakfast Club? And what did you have to overcome to become dominant in morning drive and American radio? Who held you back, or what were you able to overcome in order to do it? The opportunity is there. It's the only thing I'm saying.
Right, but you know, you talk about peacefully protest, right? And you were very opinionated about Colin Kaepernick, and he was peacefully protesting, right? And now people are saying, no, they're not peacefully protesting. This is the same thing Colin Kaepernick was kneeling for that the world was so upset about. And the world said he's taking it too far and he doesn't know what he's talking about. This is exactly the reason why he was kneeling and protesting. The fact that an unarmed African-American man was doing nothing. They still don't even know if he had a fake $10 or $20 bill or not. And that man kneeled on George Floyd for damn near 9 minutes and killed that man, murdered that man. Look, and looked at us like, yeah, I'm doing it. And what?
You guys, I'm trying to tell you, I'm all with you. I'm 1,000% with you on this. This is why I wanted to talk to you, because I know that there are, you know, we all have preconceptions that we live under and biases that we live under. And I wanted to reach out to you guys specifically. You were the ones that I was told to speak to, that this is intolerable.
I'm happy to have the conversation. I'm glad
you are listening to Point West, the Breakfast Club interview with Rush Limbaugh, heard right now exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Black people, justice, and just plain decency, and then they act like we're just supposed to be happy to be here because it allows a few of us to make
when
a few
did
dollars
I say that?
Majority of us out here catch it. Well, you said, you know, you guys made it. Y'all are successful. You know what I'm saying? Like, but the rest of us are catching hell out here. R.I.P. George Floyd, but we can't act like this is an isolated incident.
Charlamagne, you're adding things to my mouth that I didn't say. You're adding syllables I have not uttered. I was trying to be complimentary of you, and I'm trying to illustrate that you are an example to others that want to try, you can succeed. Let me ask a quick question. If the Minnesota Vikings had announced two nights ago that they were going to hire Colin Kaepernick, would the riots have stopped?
No. Nobody gives a shit about that. Like, what are we talking about?
Well, you guys brought up Kaepernick.
Kaepernick. His name is Kaepernick. And the reason I brought him up is he was so opinionated about
Colin,
him protesting.
And I'm just asking, if the Vikings had signed him, would the people of Minnesota, he's got a gig. You know, we're not going to protest anymore.
Because that's not going to stop white supremacy. That's not going to stop racism, okay? We got to, RIP to George Floyd, but that was not an isolated incident. This is a regular occurrence
for
black people in this country.
How do you
stop it? And the powers that be don't want to change the system.
That's a question for you.
I want to know, guys, how are you going to use your privilege as a white male to combat this prejudice? You got a direct
because
line.
I don't buy into the notion of white privilege. I think that's a liberal political construct right along the lines of political correctness. It's designed to intimidate and get people to shut up and admit they're guilty of doing things they haven't done. I don't have any white privilege.
You know what white privilege is? White privilege is that what happened to George Floyd would not have happened to a white man. That's the white privilege right there.
If what happened to George Floyd had happened to a white man, we probably wouldn't even have heard about it.
Huh?
You definitely would have heard about it. I would like to jump in and say this.
Rush, there's a lot of instances where this does happen and we don't hear about it. There's a lot of times that there's no video that exists, and then police officers lie and they say this is what happened, just like we've seen it happen so many different times where fortunately there was video. There's a lot of cases that won't make it. That we'll never hear about, that don't go viral.
That you never hear about, that never make it to TV, that never make it to social media because there is no phones.
What I said, guys. I said if George Floyd were white, we wouldn't have heard of this. And if the same thing had happened to him, we wouldn't have heard about it. There wouldn't be.
You'd be outraged, right? You're right, Charlamagne.
You wouldn't hear about it. And you know why? Because that cop would have been arrested. He would have been fired. He would have been charged with murder a long time before all of this. Immediately, before the video hit the social media, he would have been charged, fired, arrested, locked up, and all that if George Floyd was white.
There's a Muslim officer in Minneapolis now doing 12 and a half years because he accidentally killed a white woman. And on duty. So I mean, I don't get it. But let me ask you a question, Russ. Because I remember in 2014, you criticized President Obama, and you said he should do more to ease racial tensions in the wake of the grand jury decisions to not indict the white police officers in Ferguson. You said if he wants to, he can inspire, and I think is called for in this situation. Shouldn't that same advice apply to President Trump right now?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it applies to all presidents. Absolutely. No question about it. That's one of their roles, is to calm circumstances and situations like this. But look, guys, can I ask you keep harping on white privilege and racism. Would you tell me how to end it? What can we do to end this so that you are not frustrated and angry and feeling like whatever you feel like? Because I hate
killing
it. You guys
people.
Were
That's
all
one.
Americans here,
Arrest
and I don't like
officers.
The fact
That's
that you're
two.
Angry all well, the time. So what no, can we do okay. to stop the racism?
Here's the thing, right? As long as there's a system of white supremacy, you know, there will always be these type of situations. You know, it doesn't matter who's in the White House. If that person is not willing to dismantle the mechanism of white supremacy, if that person is not willing to change legislation that disproportionately impacts black folks, it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've seen this a million times.
Okay, then tell me what happened. You had 4 years of Barack Obama. You had Americans, white Americans, voting for Obama because they wanted to say, we're not racist. We're not a racist country. You had people electing the first African-American president in our history.
That's
he
right.
served for 8 years. Why isn't there anything to show for it that makes you less angry than you were then?
Once again, it doesn't matter who's in the White House if that person is not willing to dismantle the mechanism of white
supremacy.
Come
on, guys. Elections don't matter now?
I think that when we got to stop acting like white supremacy isn't done by design. The whole function of systemic racism is to marginalize black people. And it's very hard to get any damn near 80-year-old white man to change a system that's been working for him and his family for years. I don't care if it's Biden or Trump. So once again, we need people that are willing to dismantle the mechanism of white supremacy.
Okay, period. So let me ask you guys, why do you still vote Democrat?
I vote for whoever I think is the best candidate.
Because the Democrat Party has been promising to fix your grievances for 50 years, and you have the same mm-hmm. grievances, you have the same complaints. They haven't done a damn thing for you. They haven't even punished the people that you think are responsible for the racism and bigotry being done to you. Why do you keep supporting them?
And you know, I don't disagree with you, and that's why I'm not letting nobody politicize black pain and tell us that this is one person's fault just because they are trying to win an election in November. This is America's fault. And the war on drugs, mass incarceration, segregation, slavery, all of those things are and have been the proverbial knee on the back of black folks' neck. And until somebody is willing to dismantle the mechanism of white supremacy, nothing is going to change.
Well, Rush, I also don't want to lose track of what we're talking about here because I know we're trying to focus on George Floyd and what's happening with him and how can we take some actionable steps to move forward and what can be done, right? So on your end, what are some things that you feel like can be done?
I think that cop should be charged with first-degree murder. And
absolutely.
I think that the guys standing around ought to be charged, the other cops that were standing around. I think it's time to end this. We are all aware of police brutality. We're all aware of the actions that some rogue cops take, and it's way too many of them against African American men. And it's time to stop. And I'm not a policeman. I'm not an executive in a police department. But it seems to me that if those people end up being charged instead of shielded, when they commit murder, there shouldn't be any legalized murder, and that would be one way. To at least get a start on making sure it doesn't happen. This George Floyd was, for everything I've been able to tell, was a good guy. He was a nice guy, had a family, and said, did not even come close to deserving having his life taken from him like that.
Not at all. Not at all. Now, do you agree with the way that the media is portraying everything? You're in media, and you know, media is a white media, of course. Do you agree with how they're portraying everything that's going on right now?
God, I don't think we've gotten the truth out of most media in 3 or 4 years. I don't know. And I think that's another reason why people are mad, you guys. They know they've been lied to. They were lied about so many things for 2, 3, 4 years now. And so now they don't know what to believe coming out of the media. And I don't care what it is, Fox, CNN, New York Times, Washington Post. There doesn't seem to be anywhere in our culture that people have trust in an institution or series of institutions that provide a backstop and reliability when something like this happens. And I think that's creating or contributing to even more of the unrest that's happening out there.
Rush, how would you advise Donald Trump to handle this situation? Because I see that he's having some issues. He's calling people thugs. He's talking about sicking the dogs on people if they try to come into the White House. But then you see how he treats people who are protesting the stay-at-home order, and they have guns, and they're white people, and they're fine people. So I just want to know, what advice would you give to the president right now to say, this is what we need to do, and this is how you should handle it? Because I don't think that he's handling it properly with his verbiage.
I think what the president ought to do is use the God-given humility that he has, and don't doubt me that he does. He has a lot of humility.
There's nothing humble about the president. Come on.
Well, no, there is. Even at every rally, you will see his
all ego.
his appreciation for the people that show up. But I, it's simple matter of understanding he's president of everybody here and trying to quell these moments of unrest is something that would be really, really to his advantage.
I think what you said about Obama in 2014 applies. When you said if he wants to, he can inspire. And I think it's called for in this situation. But I don't think he wants to inspire. I think he wants to incite.
Okay, first, I do agree with you about the inspiration. I think he can. I think he should. I think all presidents should. In terms of Trump inciting, look, the guy has had everybody and their uncle telling lies and falsehoods about him for 3.5-4 years now. And he's probably a little fed up with it. Yeah, before the shutdown happened, look at what black unemployment was. It was a record low. The number of African Americans that had jobs, the wages that were going up. And then this virus comes along and the bottom is pulled out from it. He's got to be frustrated as he can be. And I'm not trying to carry his water.
Well, the black unemployment rate started going down under Obama, too, though. I mean, that's one thing that Trump takes credit for that actually started under President Obama.
It did? Okay. Well, that's...
Yes.
Then I'll
can I ask you a question, Russ?
Yeah.
Moving forward, all right, because, you know, the cops, let's say the cops get arrested, the cop gets charged, you go to jail, great. How do we dismantle white supremacy as a whole moving forward?
Well, that's another show, guys, because, A, I don't, you'd have to define what it means to you, because I don't feel like I am a white supremacist. And I don't think there's much white supremacy going on out there, but I need to have you define. See, this is one of the divides.
I'll tell you that to me, once again, this system is designed to work for the people that it was built by. And that's white folks, particularly old white men. And now that people have had enough, because those white folks I spoke about earlier who are out there, you know, who really love black people as much as they love black culture, and they're out there standing with black folks and they want to fight with us, I think this is the tipping point. And we right now are at a point where we can finally force America to live up to its grand promises of liberty and justice for all, and not just liberty and justice for white folks.
It has. That's my back to the beginning of the program.
Russ.
It has. It's out there. You guys have done it. Look, we're out of time here, but would you guys like to do this again where we pick it up right from this point and make a focus on white supremacy?
Not if we just going to dance the whole time. If you're going to have some honest conversation with us and stop telling us things like white privilege doesn't exist and you don't know what white supremacy is, if we could do that, yes.
Well, Rash, I'm very into having these conversations because I do think it is important for white people to acknowledge the hurt that they've inflicted on the African American community and to be able to come forward and admit that we can't even move forward until that happens.
Yeah, well,
that's what I was attempting to do here with all of you today. On the white supremacy thing, I'm not in any kind of denial. I just know that it's a politically charged element of the Democrat Party's politics and liberalism, and I do not cave or compromise or give one iota of an inch to liberalism, no matter what. So white supremacy or white privilege is a construct of today's Democrat Party, and I'm not going to agree with any aspect of it as they put it forth. I'm not denying that there are certain individuals out there who think they're better than other people, but structurally, institutionally, white supremacy, that's
Russ,
a construct.
You can't see how white people are just treated better in this country than black people.
Even just as far as how many people get pulled over by the police officers.
Like we can have these conversations, but we got to be honest with each other. Like, you got to admit that.
Disproportionately, black people are getting pulled over. Disproportionately, they're getting shot by the cops.
You set these things up. You have no idea how. I can imagine what you're going to say if I sit here and say you have no idea how I have been mistreated by various elements, various groups, various companies, various individuals, my whole life. It's called life,
Russ.
And it happens. And we're all mistreated. I've been fired 9 times in my career.
But have you ever got thrown out your car because you were driving a nice car?
Have you ever got patted down
just for being black?
Yeah, I've had my car keyed. I've had my tires blown, of course.
I'm talking Russ, about throwing out your car by a police officer because you're black driving a nice car. Or walking down the street in Queens, the area where you're from, and the police pulling you over and patting you down. Has these things happened to you? Don't talk
for
about
no
keying
reason.
A car. I done got shot
you're
at.
Not,
they done shot up my car. Don't talk
not,
about keying a car and popping your tire. I'm talking about
you're
police
not,
officers
you're not,
pulling you out because
no,
you're
but,
black.
See, I'm
because
a hermit.
He did nothing.
I'm a hermit and a recluse, and I don't go out and do all that kind of stuff. Okay. No, that kind of stuff has never happened to me. I'll grant you.
I want to ask you one more question before we get out of here. All
I've never had the cops assume that I am. Well, actually, no, that isn't true. I have been
pursued. Russ, stop.
I have been pursued by the cops. I was pursued by. Absolutely, I have. But look, guys. Let me thank you again for. Let me thank you again for giving me the time today and having access to you and at least the chance to talk to you. I do appreciate it. And maybe we can do it again. I look forward to it.
Thank you, Russ.
I do want to know why you think.
Rest in peace, George Floyd.
That's right. All those white kids out there on the front lines protesting and fighting with black people, I salute them. But why do you think they're out there, Russ?
Because they're fed up with what happened to George Floyd. They're fed up with this situation that will not stop, that caused all this and provided the opportunity for all this to happen, meaning the opportunity to protest and riot. There are more Americans fed up with it than you know. That's my point.
What about America, though? You don't think that the fact that there's 40 million people who file for unemployment? The largest unemployment rate since the Depression era? You don't think that they're fed up about that, too?
Well, I already acknowledged that earlier in the conversation. You can't put 40 million people out of work. But I'm telling you that you have a lot of simpatico people out there. White people were marching in the 60s with Dr. King. There were, in fact, Dr.
Right.
King's death did not cause this kind of strife in this country.
Martin Luther King Jr. is dead because of racism and white supremacy.
Well, okay. If that's your answer to everything, then I don't know where we go.
It is, though. It is. He's dead because he was fighting against racism and white supremacy.
All right.
That's why he's dead.
Well, good luck, guys.
Thank you for the conversation.
We appreciate
it.
We'll do it again.
Now, this was a serious conversation. At times, an uncomfortable conversation. Even though we have vastly different viewpoints from Rush, it was an open conversation to have because the dialogue must be open beyond just our community if we are ever going to get a real change from all people. This is The Breakfast Club.
Okay, you just heard an interview with Rush Limbaugh. That was on The Breakfast Club. But this is Point West on TalkTainmentRadio.com. My friend and I, Alonzo Harris, is here, and we will break this down and other things as we return from commercials. This is TalkTainmentRadio.com.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
Now we back from paying the bills, baby. Maybe we'll fire the landlord. This next song is dedicated to all the cool cats and...
Attention Central Ohio.
Stand by for an important message.
Someone once said, these times like all times are good times if we just know what to do. Linco Realty says this is the best time to buy or sell a home because interest rates are the lowest in history. Linco Realty has been providing real estate services for over 40 years in Central Ohio. Let us help you fire your landlord. If you have questions on pre-approvals, credit scores, down payments, financing, down payment assistance programs, schools, or other real estate questions, go to LincoRealty.com. Or call us at 614-375-2289. Again, 614-375-2BUY. Fire your landlord. Call 4-375-2289. Check out LincoRealty.com, then start packing.
Goodwill is a global social services enterprise and the leading nonprofit provider of job training programs and career services in the United States and Canada. To pay for its program, Goodwill sells donated clothes and other household items in more than 2,700 stores and online at shopgoodwill.com. Goodwill uses the revenue earned from these sales to fund job training, employment placement services, and other community programs. The goal of the campaign is to increase to Goodwill, inspire an emotional connection to the Goodwill brand, and to elevate preference for Goodwill.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
At talktainmentradio.com, we don't just talk, we don't just entertain. We've combined talk radio with the latest in online entertainment, with the ability to listen live at no cost 24/7. We are the premier online radio station. Outperforming the digital quality of our competitors, our shows are produced in a state-of-the-art studio by the best radio professionals in the business. Hosting live shows on location at some of the area's greatest and most popular events, we give you exactly what you want to hear with talk radio that matters to you. Join us online at talktainmentradio.com, where you can listen live or play podcasts from the best shows in online talk radio. We give you a reason to come. We give you a reason to stay. Talktainmentradio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power.
You are the power.
Right here on Talktainment Radio.
Alrighty, welcome back. Welcome back to Point West, heard exclusively on TalkTeamAtRadio.com. The phone lines are open if you care to make a statement or comment about what you heard Rush Limbaugh has said, or if you want to make a statement concerning George Floyd and any other thing that you want to discuss. I'm here with my friend Trent Substitute, that is Alonzo Harris. He's here, but he has some news that he's going to share with us. Go ahead, Alonzo.
So we heard Rush and him talk about the group Antifa, and according to Wikipedia, which we all know is, and Wikipedia, Antifa is a movement in the United States. They are a left-wing, anti-fascist political activist movement that comprises autonomous activist groups that aim to achieve their political objectives through the use of direct action rather than through policy reform. Activists engage in protest tactics such as digital activism and militia involving property damage. This is according to Wikipedia.
Okay.
Physical violence and harassment against fascists, racists, or those on the far right. and your president has deemed them as terrorists.
But why didn't your president, Alonzo, mention, since he's talking about hate groups,
yes,
how come he didn't mention the Ku Klux Klan? They're a hate group.
Because they were a major contributor to his campaign.
And not only that, they're all insulated. Yeah, well, that too.
That too.
But they're all up in all forms of government and people activity everywhere. Right. They're racist.
Yes.
They have infiltrated every institution that is on that this concept goes by everywhere.
Correct.
I mean, think about it. What businesses or corporations are black? Just give me one. You can't, right?
Right.
See, we don't have anything to contribute to this. Plus, we are consumers. We're not producers.
No, we're consumers.
We consume everything, and we need the white man to give us whatever it is that we need. Okay, that car you bought, where did you get that from? The gasoline that goes in the car. How about the oil? How about where you live at? The clothes you wear?
Right.
You know, the food that you eat.
Right.
See, first of all, we need some land. Buy some land.
40 okay. acres and a mule?
Well, we didn't get that. Okay, I know I didn't. My family didn't because I come from... we were so poor that we couldn't even get the last two letters on it, which is the O and the R. We were playing Po, P-O.
Po.
Yeah, P-O. Po. Yeah,
I'm with you.
But we need to buy that land. Now, on that, what are you going to do with that land? We need to develop that land. How do you develop it? Well, first of all, Trent, we need a bank.
We need a bank?
We can put our money in.
So we're moving back to Oklahoma?
We could.
They burned it down.
They burned that down too. But we need a bank to put our money in, to invest our resources in that money, to buy other land and buy other things. So you need a bank. Have you ever heard of the Freedmen's Bank, Trent?
They're black owned.
They were, but right, the government took that
the
down.
The government took them.
Okay, but we need that. We need hospitals. There's no black hospitals.
No.
We need schools. Now, you heard of the HBCUs,
yes.
Trent? Okay. What does that stand for?
Historically Black Colleges and okay. Universities.
Trent, do you understand that that is actually being limited?
Yes.
By PWIs?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I ask a little...
You mean people with interest?
No. No. And I was talking to my daughter about this, Trent, mm-hmm. that, and she verified it because she went to a historically black university or college. We were talking, and PWI stands for predominantly white institutions.
Yes.
That is what the HBCUs are coming to
correct.
Now.
Correct.
They're changing from being black. Over to white. Yeah. They asked a white dude, why did he go there? He said it was cheaper and he got a better education.
Right.
That's what a white dude
exactly.
said.
Exactly. Of course.
Okay. Well, we need schools, and then we also need a farming or land to develop our own foods. Because right now, Trent, that food that we get, you know,
it's poisoned.
Thank you. You got the words out of my mouth. It's poisoned. A lot of it. We have nothing. So you see, therefore, we have to be dependent upon this man and all his ways to do everything. So we remain in a prison like a state. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This is awful.
But what do you expect?
Well,
I go back to the Constitution. And this country certified that people of color... We're only 3/5 of a human.
That's what it said.
3/5. And it has not been changed.
In fact, we were supposedly grafted in on, what, the 13th, 14th,
13th, 14th, 15th Amendment.
Check it out. But then it was knocked down by, and I've been trying to get people, Alonzo, to read what the Dred Scott decision said. Dred Scott.
Right.
Dred Scott. My people perish for the lack of knowledge. What the Bible says. Read that and what they think of us.
Right.
No rights, even though he went into the free land of, I think, Missouri or whatever it was.
Right.
But he wasn't free. The United States Supreme Court Judge Laney said that even though he was in there, he wasn't a free man.
Right.
Anyway, just go on about that. Your statements on that, Alonzo.
So you got to understand something. There comes a point in time where enough is enough. I fear for my children, my sons,
yes,
my grandsons, that just because they're black, there are people on this planet that don't count us and think we are worthy of anything. We are worthless. And there's going to come a point in time that the chickens are going to come home to roost.
Malcolm said that.
And that's what you're seeing right now.
Malcolm said that. Hey, listen, coming up on the show, well, let me do this. This is TalkToHimAtRadio.com, Point West. We go where you go. Download the TalkToHimAtRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. Today, I am with Alonzo Harris, substituting for our good friend Trent McMurray. The show is called Point West. 877-932-9766 is the number that you can call. Someone was asking me some upcoming interviews, and this is what is tentatively planned, but I don't know what the order is. We already had the Roland Martin interview one-on-one with Umar Johnson. We had that. We're going to do this. Here it is. We're going to do this. It was previewed. We're going to have the tentatively. You ever heard of Ted Reilly?
Ted Reilly.
Yes. Yeah, he gets all the movie star Janet Jackson, all of them together. Anyway, okay. We're going to have the Ted Reilly interview on Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
Going to have the Chris Rock interview. Dick Gregory.
Dick Gregory.
We're going to have the Dick Gregory interview. Samuel L. Jackson.
One more time.
What? Is there in then what?
Yeah.
Monique. Going to have Monique on here. And we're going to hear the voice of Nipsey Hussle. Going to have him on here. Another murdered black man.
Black on black crime.
Black on black. Yeah, we got to stop killing one another. And we're going to have something that Farrakhan has said. One of my dear friends, Colleen, said that Farrakhan, there's a video to watch. Said, watch Bill Gates. Don't take any vaccine. This is when Farrakhan warned Africans, and this is on YouTube.
Yes.
He actually did this.
Yes, he did.
But for some reason, it's been subliminally put, everybody stay away from Farrakhan, Alonzo. What do you think about that?
Well, that's the machine moving again.
What do you mean the machine? People don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean the machine?
Well, you got to understand the media is owned by the exact same people, no matter what you do.
That's ownership, why
I don't watch Fox News and all that anymore. Uh-huh. I don't, because they all spew out the same story, the same stuff. They all say the same sentences. Mm-hmm. And doesn't that make you want to say, why is everybody saying the same thing? But no, they don't. They're glued to the TV. Oh, the sky is falling. Freak the sky. Look out your damn door. Walk outside.
Charlie Brown said, why is everybody always picking on me?
Right. But oh, by the way, Mr. Bobby, I got a text from Mr. Trent.
Okay.
Yeah, he is in New Orleans.
Okay.
He told me to tell you he's sitting at the Pelican
Bay Bar and Grill.
Pelican Bay Bar and Grill.
Oh, Lord.
And he's having some shrimp and grits.
Yeah.
And get ready to have some etouffee.
Uh-huh.
And he wishes you were here.
Oh, really, huh?
Because whatever the lady's name is that owns it, yeah, she won't leave him alone.
Well, ask him if he has some of that Stallies. Ask him if he's doing that. It's early in the morning down there in Orleans.
I will ask him that.
I ain't going to ask him. Is Rita with him, though? She ain't here.
Right.
Oh, at the Pelican Bay Bar and Grill.
At the Pelican Bay Bar and Grill.
Having shrimp and grits.
Shrimp and grits in Orleans.
What a go trip. But, hey, speaking about that.
Yes.
Do you know that we have a restaurant here in Columbus? Called the way down yonder in Nawlins.
Mm.
And I talk with the lady. She's from Nawlins, man.
Really?
Yes. She's from New Orleans down there. You have you been there, Ed?
What's the name of the place?
Way down yonder in New Orleans on
South High?
South High. Not yet. Yeah, man. She serves authentic food from the Big Nasty.
Me and Pookie going to have to go down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm lying about this. But I've seen the wings, Trent. They are so big. They're not pumped on steroids.
Okay.
But they're some big suckers, man. They look like they can block for Pickerington High School.
Uh-oh.
They're so big, man.
Uh-oh.
I saw a big brother in there. I think it was an OSU football player.
Uh-huh.
He had to carry a bag out because he couldn't eat a ball.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to have to go down there. Yeah. Yeah. Way down yonder in New York. But you got to call now. Because of the COVID
pandemic,
yeah, you have to go call because they're only doing
carry out,
and you have to call. But they'll, but you can download the menu, and if you can get through the menu, because that menu make you hungry. But anyway, yeah, check that out.
I'm gonna have to go home and fire up the grill.
Yeah, fire it on up there. But anyway, Trent, with all this stuff that's going on. Wait a minute, we had a call. I didn't know that. Okay. Go ahead, Ed. Go ahead and put the call through. Go ahead, caller. You're on Point West. Go ahead, please.
Hi, my name is Elle. Thanks for the shout out.
Yes.
Alonzo. Appreciate that.
You're more than welcome.
Hey, I wanted to just talk a little bit about the infrastructure that's currently in place
that
supports racism in America and ask you to, how do you dismantle the mechanisms that are currently in place that solidify institutional racism in America? Where do you begin? Should a commission be formed aimed at identifying and dismantling the systemic infrastructure? Or can this even be achieved under this current administration? Should step one be removal of 45 based upon a myriad of infractions that he has?
I'm gonna let Lonzo handle this too, but this is the first thing you do. You've already taken the first step, which was to acknowledge it with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And as you become and develop your consciousness about what you know, not what you've seen, but what you know, what you've lived through concerning this racism and the systemic racism at that, then you understand what you must, you are beginning to understand what you must do. You are educating yourself on the various ways that you've been brainwashed, so to speak. For example, saying the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, especially that part when it says for liberty and justice for all. And then you finally wake up one day and say, that's not true because that doesn't apply to me. Or the Star Spangled Banner. Or in any other area that your consciousness begins to wake up. You're already there. You are awake. And now you want to do something about it. And this is that's your first step. And then there are other steps that you will individually take along. And this is the way you have to go until you get with people who are like-minded that have that goal in mind that this is what we must do in every single area of people activity. Go ahead, Alonzo.
And that is very true. And by the way, thank you for calling. And excellent question. So first of all, How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, right? So the first thing we have to do is start locally in our community. The people that so-called represent us on Broad Street and on High Street, if they're not doing what we need them to do in our community, other than what they're doing for their benefit, you vote them out of office.
We've tried.
And there's a whole nother theory on that that I have in line, but and I'm not going to talk about the five families in Franklin County that run the city.
Yeah.
But you start with people that will do what we need them to do for us in our community because they represent us.
Mm-hmm. And this is why that we have to become producers instead of consumers.
Correct.
When we go to the marketplace, we have to have some products that we can sell to them and teach people, you know, teach our people how to buy them and not to steal and break in or loot or kill mm-hmm. one another. Mm-hmm. It starts with us. And like I said before, you've already started that by becoming conscious. And then, mm-hmm. and then, as the Bible says, we have to instruct our young people. We have to show them along the way. Alonzo took his son down to the march yesterday. To
all right, kudos. Yeah.
Yeah. He. Now somebody said, "Well, that ain't nothing," but it is because his son is seen. Not only his dad there, but seen other black men and white men and other mm-hmm. people there. Mm-hmm. He's seeing mm-hmm. it. To begin mm-hmm. to do something. So that's how it starts. Will it be done in your lifetime? Will it be accomplished in my lifetime? It probably won't. But that's what we do. We start and then we pass it on. And each generation gets stronger. I don't like hip hop, but guess what? I'll listen to it now because I realize that in order for me to advance, I need those young people. And guess what?
Right.
They need me. They need you.
Well, and these young people, they execute.
Yeah.
Their time is not like our time. They're on hyperdrive.
Yeah.
So if we want to move the needle, we need to engage the young people.
And we have
because they know how to get that needle moved.
Right. And we have to instruct them so that when they start to go obtuse, we can gently guide them back mm-hmm. to where they need
right.
to be so they can keep on going. One more thing, yeah. Alonzo.
And the other thing is I'm assuming as an African-American woman,
yes.
Your voice is just as loud as ours.
Amen.
Okay?
Yeah.
And you have a lot to say and a lot to do, and you've seen a lot. You've seen stuff that most black mm-hmm. women have not.
That is true, and I'm a mother of two black young men, one of which has been racially profiled mm-hmm. three times in the past year.
Yeah.
And I'm getting really angry. I'm getting a little exhausted and beyond, because there's no reason for it. He's going to school in Oxford, Ohio, and it's a different kind of place out there.
Miami University of Ohio in Oxford, Ohio.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So the best thing you can do for him, and I know you probably already have, is teach him the respect mm-hmm. to be respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what he may think, it's mm-hmm. always yes, sir, yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Be compliant and mm-hmm. do what he is told, as we all knew and learned as we were growing up.
Yes.
And
I get it. I understand. I have
right.
5 points of contact that we go over
correct.
And over.
Okay.
And engage. Yeah.
The most powerful thing we can do as a people, and we've known it, and we've done it, and we've shown mm-hmm. it, is the power of prayer.
Yes.
That right there is the magic bullet.
That is it. That's it in a nutshell. I mean, I have to pray about it. He's out of town right now. He wants to come home.
Right.
And I am so afraid for him to get on that highway
right.
that he may be stopped
yeah.
by police and it may go left.
That's right. That's right.
I'm so afraid. I'm to the point where I want to fly to where he is and drive back with him.
You know, you're right, because I didn't know when I was coming up, but it's always been like that. We didn't know it.
Right.
We didn't know it. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I just got hit not too long ago to the Green Book. I didn't know what the hell that
was.
The
Green Book, yes.
Yeah, the Green Book.
Yep.
But we've always had to do that. Look, thank you for your call. We really do appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And don't be a stranger. Keep on listening. All righty.
Appreciate you guys, too. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you, Ed, for getting that through there, because I almost didn't see that. Yeah. Okay, but this is what Point West is about. We're going to have a lot of different interviews, a lot of different points that you may not have heard. Alonzo is going to come in from time to time. Would that be something if we can get Alonzo and Trent in here at the same time? That would be something, wouldn't it?
Lord Jesus.
Yeah. And I won't even use that word.
I don't know if the room can hold both of us.
Oh, man. But anyway, we do thank you for your listenership. And being part of our family here at Talk Team at Radio. So this is Point West, TalkTeamAtRadio.com, the world's greatest radio and radio the way it should be heard. We'll see you next week with some more interviews. Thanks for listening.
That was great.
That was.
world's greatest radio, talktainmentradio.com.